兄姐妹，主内平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you in the Lord.
今天是一个很特别的日子，是吗？
Today is a very special day.
你可以想到几个特别的原因吗？
What reasons can you think of that this is a special day?
有几个原因。
How many reasons can you think of?
至少讲三个原因，好吗？
I can think of at least three reasons.
第一个原因。
First reason,
也是刚才我们已经祷告过了。
We've already prayed about this.
是什么原因？
What is it?
对啊，母亲节。
Yes, today is Mother's Day.
还有一个很特别的，今天是什么日子啊？
And also a very special occasion.
啊？
On today.
What is it? 今天是受洗的聚会，是吧？
Today is a baptism service.
再讲一个理由，至少的。
And there's another reason.At least there is one more reason.
啊，你讲的非常好，复活的日子是吧？
对 ，The day of the Lord's resurrection.
我们祝福所有的妈妈们。
We bless all the mothers.
我们也祝福所有天下的母亲们。
And we bless all the mothers, around the world.
那些已经信主的
those who are already believers,
我们求主让他们天天经历主的同在
we pray that they will experience the Lord's presence every day
经历主的喜乐
experience the joy that comes from the Lord
经历主的丰富
experience the Lord's abundance
经历他的信实
experience His faithfulness
我们也为着那些还没有信主的妈妈们祷告
and we also pray for those mothers who are not yet believers
我们求主他的救恩可以早日的临到这些的妈妈
we pray that the Lord's salvation can be upon these mothers
我们为特别为今天受浸的所有的弟兄姐妹来祷告
and today we pray especially for the four brothers and sisters who are getting baptized today
为他们来感恩
we give thanks to the Lord for them
求主赐给他们可以活出一个新的生命
and we pray that they can live a new life because by the Lord
复活的生命
resurrected life
丰盛的生命
a full life
今天我们所读的经文
today the scripture we just read
路加福音第一章
Luke chapter 1
这里一下子就说到第六个月
immediately it says in the sixth month
我们会想说那前面五个月发生什么事情呢
and we're going to think oh what happened in the previous five months
这里带给我们回到前面所讲的
so this brings us back to what was told us before that
告诉我们天使向我们显现
that an angel of the Lord appeared to someone
向祭司撒迦利亚显现
the angelappeared to the priest Zechariah
天使也向玛利亚来显现
and also in the scripture we just read
他们两个放在一起
to Mary and when we put these two together
一定有他的意思里面
we know that there must be a special meaning in that
让我们来找出来他们有哪一些的异同点
so let's find out what the commonalities are and what the differences are
我们来先看一下相同点
Firstly, the commonalities between the two.
是同一个的天使。
It was made by the same angel.
天使加百列。
The angel Gabriel.
第二个。
And secondly,
他们都面临有一个婴孩要出生。
Both annunciations announced a child's birth.
一个叫约翰。
The first child was called John.
一个叫耶稣。
And the second child was called Jesus.
这两个婴孩的出生
Most children
都改变了整个的世界
They will change the world
当他们听见这个所传的信息的时候
And so when both persons received this message
他们都有一个反应
They had the same
他们非常的害怕
They were afraid
就至少有这些的共同点
At least we can see these commonalities
他为什么讲这些呢
So why did the Bible tell
them? 他们有共同点
There are commonalities.
那他们的不同点在什么地方呢
But what about differences?
我们一起来看一下不同点
Let's look at the differences.
第一个
First one.
首先他是向一个连麦的祭司来传信息
First, Firstly, the angel appeared to an old priest.
这个祭司正在圣殿当中服侍。
This priest was serving in the holy temple.
另外一个是像一个年轻的未婚的童女来显现。
Now, the second occasion, the angel appeared to a young virgin.
接下来对于祭司来说，它是发生在大都市耶路撒冷的圣殿当中。
To the priest, it took place in the holy temple in Jerusalem.
而对这个童女玛利亚，是发生在一个被藐视的一个小镇。
Now,
拿撒勒。
Virgin Mary, it took place in a little town that was quite despised by the people back then, a place called Nazareth.
一个告诉他们的这个孩子是由父母结合而生的。
The first child was born of man and woman.
而后面这个孩子是由圣灵感孕而生的。
The second child was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
当天使把这个信息传给不同的人的时候呢
？And when the angel gave these messages to these two different people,
他们的反应完全是不一样的。
Their reactions were actually different.
你以为说他是个祭司
？When you think that, oh, this priest,
跟他讲这些的时候，他们一定是相信天使天信神的话。
When the angel speaks to the priest, surely the priest must receive the message in full and obey.
可是事实上让我们看见
But in reality, what we see is
这位祭司撒加利亚
The priest, Zechariah
他却不信
He didn't believe
因为他不信
Because of his unbelief
神也让他哑巴的不能说话了
God turned, muted him, turned him into a silent person.
相反，这位童女玛利亚
And in contrast, this young virgin Mary.
天使跟她说：“你要圣灵要感孕你，你要生个孩子的时候呢
？”When the angel told her, "You are going to conceive, you are going to have child by the Holy Spirit."
她为什么反应
？What was her reaction?
你要知道，在当时的年代。
You must know that in those days,
一个女孩子还没有完全的结婚的时候
，a girl, she was only pledged to her husband. She wasn't married.
当她是怀孕的时候
，and if this girl became pregnant,
有什么严重的结果
？What serious consequence might she face?
摩西律法告诉我们
，the laws of Moses.
人可以用斧头把她打死。
This girl is going to be stoned.
不像现在的世代
，Not like the age today。
还没有结婚生孩子是多的不得了。
It's very commonplace for a lot of girls, women who are not married to have child。
玛利亚相信
，and Mary believed。
结果她就蒙恩
，and because of that she found favor。
为什么天使要告诉我们这些呢
？Why does the Bible tell us all these things？
因为玛利亚愿意相信。
Because Mary was willing to believe。
她就蒙有大恩。
And because of that, she was greatly blessed。
因为她蒙有大恩。
Because she was greatly blessed。
她成为主耶稣的母亲。
She became the mother of our Lord Jesus。
人家还称她是万福玛利亚，有没有听说？对玛利亚说是万福玛利亚
，and a lot of people call her Blessed Mary。
甚至有人还把玛利亚当作神来敬拜
，and there are even some who worship Mary like a god。
我想大家对这个应该是很熟悉，是吗
？I think you must know that very well。
天主教的信徒他们把玛利亚就当作神一样来敬拜
，Catholics they worship Mary like god。
我们等一下会看一下这样子做，这样子做的话到底对不对
？And we can study the Bible and see whether that's correct or not.
今天我们愿意透过这段的圣经。
And I'm hoping that through this Bible passage,
求主帮助我们。
We pray that the Lord will.
如何平衡的来认识玛利亚
？How we can know Mary correctly?
我们必须承认。
We must admit.
玛利亚在许多的方面都值得我们效法。
We must acknowledge that Mary is a great example for us to follow in many ways.
Maria 是一位 配得我们敬重的一位女士。
And Mary is worthy of our honor.
我们要认识玛利亚。
And we must know Mary.
我们必须认识玛利亚的神。
And we must get to know the God of Mary.
玛利亚的神也是你我的神。
And the God of Mary is the God of you.
到底众神是怎样的神呢？
And what kind of God is this?
从这段经文当中
Through this Bible passage,
我想跟大家分享三个方面
I want to share three points
为了帮助大家记忆
And to help you to memorize
我们把它称为是 GPS
I call our God the Lord of GPS
大家都用过 GPS 是吗
All have used GPS
到底是什么呢
What is it?
恩典之主
The Lord of Grace
全能之主
The Lord of Power
救恩之主
And the Lord of Salvation
玛利亚的主
the,
玛利亚的主
The Lord of Mary
也是你我的主
is the Lord of you and me
我们对这个恩典的主全能的主救恩的主认识多少呢
How much do we know this Lord of grace of power and of salvation
我们会一起来看这个三点
Let's study these three points together
首先他是我们恩典的之主
Firstly the Lord of grace
当天使向玛利亚显现的时候
When the angel appeared to Mary
玛利亚还是童女
Mary was a virgin
可是天使对她说
But the angel said to
her 你要生子
You are going to have
child 刚才说过
And we just said
这种情况在当时是非常严重的事情
This kind of situation would bring very serious consequence back then
当一个女孩子
When a girl
她还没有结婚怀孕的时候
She was not yet married and then she was pregnant Not only people will actually point their fingers at you
刚才说过按照律法的话人们可以用石头把你打死
But also according to the law This girl was to be stoned to death
这是一个极大的耻辱
This was a great shame
可是
But
玛利亚是怎么反应呢
What was Mary's reaction?
她知道
Mary knew
这是神的恩典
This is the grace of God
在这个之前呢
And before that,
我们看见撒加利亚
we saw that Zechariah,
撒加利亚是个义人
Zechariah was an upright person
他是无可指摘的那个祭司
He was a blameless priest
可是他没有孩子
But he was barren
因为他跟他的妻子那个伊丽莎白都已经年纪老迈了
And he and his wife Elizabeth were well along in years
所以我相信他们两个人也都不敢奢望他们有孩子
And we know that they didn't actually expect a child
我不知道圣经说他们年纪老迈 到底是70岁还是80岁我们不知道
The Bible didn't say how old they were they 60s were they in their 60s their 70s we don't know
可是神的恩典临到他们
But God's grace were upon them
让他们不但老年得子
Not only they were able to have a child when they were old.
而且这个孩子叫什么呢？这个孩子被称为至高者的先知。
And the child was actually called the prophet of the Most High.
他行在主的面前。
And he was going to walk before the Lord.
预备主的道路。
And he was going to prepare the road for the Lord.
就那些为父的心可以转向儿女。
So that he could turn the hearts of the fathers to their children.
就那些悖逆的能够转从义人的智慧。
And the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous.
为主预备合用的百姓。
To make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
这个孩子。
And this child
成为主耶稣的开路先锋，大家都知道是谁。
Became the herald for the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以对撒加利亚来说
，And so to Zechariah,
就是恩典。
That is grace.
恩典意味着是礼物。
Grace means a gift.
不是我们任何人可以配得。
Not that we deserve it.
同样对玛利亚。
And also to Mary.
当天使对她说：“蒙大恩的女子。
”When the angel said to her, Mary, you have found favor with God.
这里不是指玛利亚有什么特别的地方。
It doesn't mean that Mary had anything special.
而是说神眷顾玛利亚。
It was just that God God cared for Mary.
借着玛利亚。
And through Mary.
借这个孩子。
Through the child.
神要眷顾他的百姓。
God was going to bless his people.
所以天使跟他说
So the angel said to her
Maria
Mary
你不要害怕
Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. Where does God's grace come from? From God. Not that we deserve, but God gave him his
mercy.
And today, you and me, we receive this salvation, this grace of salvation. In the same way, we receive it freely. None of us deserve that. Let's read this passage together.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按照他的旨意和恩典。然后这恩典是在万古之先，在耶稣基督里面赐给我们的。
He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time.
我们的救恩。
The salvation we've received
是神的恩典。
It's the grace of God.
甚至我们所拥有的一切都是神的恩典。
And everything that we have is the grace of God.
他是我们恩典之主。
He's the Lord of grace.
第二点。
And second point.
当天使向玛利亚显现的时候
，When the angel appeared to Mary.
刚才说过，他还是童女。
The angels, we read from the Bible that Mary was a virgin.
然后天使告诉她，你要怀孕生子。
And the angel said, you will have child.
并且这个孩子要叫做耶稣。
And you are going to give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus.
玛利亚不能理解。
Mary couldn't understand that.
我还没有出嫁哦。
How can it be? I'm a virgin.
怎么会有这件事情?
How can this happen?
天使跟他说,
and the Lord and the angel answered,
可能吗?
Is it possible?
可能。
Yes, it is possible.
他跟他怎么说?
The angel said,
圣灵要降在你身上。
The Holy Spirit will come upon you.
然后至高者的能力要覆庇你。
And the power of the Most High will overshadow you.
而且所生的这个孩子。
And this child that is to be born
是称为神的儿子
will be called the Son of God.
并且他说你的亲戚伊丽莎白
And even Elizabeth, your relative
她也是年老不能怀孕了
She's so old, she's barren.
现在已经怀孕六个月了
But she's now 6 months in her pregnancy.
那所以我们看一下
So let's see.
天使对她说
What does the angel say?
你的版本是什么你的版本可能说
your Bible your
出于神的话没有一句不带着神的能力的
your Bible might say God's word is with power
可是对你真正的意思是什么呢
but the true meaning of this verse is
他说在神没有一件事情是不可能的
for nothing is impossible with God
很奇妙这个英文这个单词是吗
it's very amazing this word Impossible
是什么组成的
how do you spell impossible?
I am possible 在人看来不可能
to human beings
可是你以为我是谁呀、啊、
But who am I?
我是神
I am God
所以在我来说
So to me
I am possible 在我没有一件事情是不可能的
I am possible Nothing is impossible
神不是说说而已
God doesn't just say give the promise
他真的是这样子成就了
He will actually fulfill his word
我们要承认
And we must
同理怀孕生子
For a virgin to have child
这是一个神迹
This is a
是神的作为
This is God
很多人不明白
And a lot of people can't
对这是一个奥秘
True this is a
靠我们的理智
Through our understanding,
我们不能理解
we can't comprehend that.
可是我们要知道
but we must know.
在神来说
with God,
I am possible.
I am possible.
在他没有一件事情是不可能的
Nothing is impossible with God.
如果一位创造天地的主
the Creator God,
他说有就有，命立就立
when he spoke and there was,
他创造的时候
when he created,
他只要说一下就有。
He spoke,
and
came into being.
就已经有光了。
Let there be light, and there was light.
我有土地。
Let there be earth,
土地就有了。
And there was earth.
他说有就有。
When he spoke,
他命立就立。
Established.
对他来说。
So to God,
叫一个同龄人怀孕有什么困难呢？
It's not impossible at all.
他不但是创造万有的主。
It was not impossible at all.
他更是多种万有的主。
He created all things and he sustained all things.
他也让亚伯拉罕的他的太太。
Abraham's wife.
亚伯拉罕太太叫什么？撒拉。他年纪很大的时候仍然没有孩子。
Abraham's wife Sarah didn't have a child even when she was very old.
可是神应许他。
But then God promised
你的后裔
your descendants
会像天上的星星那么多，
will be as numerous as
像海边的那个沙子那样子多，
and like the sands on the beach.
亚伯拉罕说没有，我这么老了我都还没有一个孩子哦。
And Abraham said, well, I'm so old and I still don't have a child.
I am possible.
But God said,I am possible.
结果呢？
And so eventually,
亚伯拉罕在他100岁的时候，
Abraham when he was 100 year old,
神赐给他们一个孩子。
God gave them a child.
叫什么名字啊？
What was his name?
以撒，大家都知道
Isaac,
是吗？
Isaac.
三人没有难成的事情。
To God, nothing was impossible.
哈拉，大家都知道。
And we all know Hannah.
不能怀孕。
Hannah couldn't have child.
可是在时候到了的时候，
But when the time came,
神赐给她一个孩子。
God gave her a child.
我们在这里有没有人叫 Samuel 啊？
Is anyone
我们叫 Samuel？
Anyone called Samuel？
这个孩子是从神那里求来的。
This child was the answer to your prayer to God.
I am possible.
I am possible.
在他没有完成的事情。
Nothing is impossible.
现在再看看你的亲戚伊丽莎白。
So now look at your relative Elizabeth.
已经年底老迈了。
She's so old.
可是她已经现在已经怀孕六个月了。
But she's going to have a child and she's actually in her sixth month.
在他没有完成的事情。
Nothing is impossible with God.
玛利亚的主。
And the God of.
不但是恩典的主。
Not only is the Lord of grace,
他是全能的主。
He's also the Lord of power.
不但是全能的主。
Not only the Lord of power,
他更是救恩的主。
He's also the Lord of salvation.
我们怎么看这个救恩呢？
How do we understand salvation?
天使跟他说，
The angel said,
你要怀孕生子。
The angel said to Mary, you are going to have a child.
你可以给他起名叫耶稣。
And give birth to a child, and you are going to
name
the name Jesus.He's even given a name.
在马太福音第一章。
And in Matthew chapter 1.
为我们解释的话，什么叫耶稣？
Matthew chapter 1 explains what Jesus means.
耶稣就是将他的百姓从罪里面给救出来。
Jesus means he will save. The name Jesus means he will save his people from their sins.
耶稣。
Jesus.
就是救约的耶稣呀。
Jesus is the
Savior. 他的意思是耶和华是拯救。
It means the Jehovah saves.
他是我们的救主。
He's our.
他是我们的救恩之主。
He's the Lord of our salvation.
这里路加不但告诉我们他是我们的救主。
In the book of Luke, it not only tells us he's the Lord of salvation.
他是全世界的主。
He's the Lord of the whole world.
所以天使对那个牧羊人说。
So the angel said to the shepherds.
我报给你们大喜的信息。我给你一个大喜的信息。
I bring you good news of great joy.
是关乎万民的。
That will be for all the people.
为什么是关乎万民呢？
Why is it for?
因为为你们生的救主就是主耶稣。
Because.Today, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
后来神也透过西面。
And later on through Simeon.
同样告诉我们。
Also the Bible says.
主耶稣不但是以色列的荣耀。
The Lord Jesus, not only is he the glory of Israel,
他也是照亮一切外邦人的光。
He's also a light for revelation to the Gentiles.
这里告诉我们。
And here the Bible tells us,
玛利亚需要一位救主。
Mary needs a Lord of salvation.
在后面的玛利亚颂里面。
And later on in the song that in the hymn that Mary sang,
她说我心尊主伟大。我的心尊主伟大，46节。
She says, My soul glorifies the Lord.
我灵以神我的救主为乐。
And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
当你读这些的时候，你发现什么
？When you read this, you will notice.
玛利亚说：“我的灵以神我的救主为乐。”
My soul glorifies the Lord.
言下之意，玛利亚要不要一个救主
？What it means is that does Mary need a God?
如果玛利亚需要一个救主。
If Mary needs a God, a Savior,
说明她也是一个罪人。
It means that Mary also is a sinner.
这回答我们说，当天主教徒他们要把玛利亚好像当作神那样子来敬拜的时候，对不对呢
？So this answers the question: Is it correct to worship Mary as God?
玛利亚需要一位救主。
Mary needs salvation.
玛利亚也是个罪人。
Mary was also a sinner.
这个耶稣不但是玛利亚的主
So Jesus not only she was the Lord of Mary
他是你我的主
She's also the Lord of you and me
他是全世界的主
She's the Lord of all the people
所以这位主你对他认识有多少呢
So how much do you know about this Lord?
GPS 你记住了吗
Do you remember GPS?
这位主是恩典的主
This Lord is the Lord of grace
这位主是全能的主
He is the Lord of power
讲到他不仅有权柄
Not only he has the authority
他还有大能
He also has power
他更是个救恩的主
And he is also the Lord of salvation
救恩临到每一个人
And the salvation will be upon everyone
约翰加尔文讲得很好有一句话讲得非常好
John Calvin said
认识神跟认识自己是密切相关的
To know God and to know ourselves is closely related If you don't know yourself, you don't know God.
同样，不认识神就不认识自己。
And likewise, if you don't know God, you don't know yourself.
在这样的主面前
，and it before in front of this Lord,
玛利亚做出一个正确的回应。
Mary had the correct response.
玛利亚到底是怎么回应呢
？What was Mary's response?
玛利亚站在这位。恩典的主面前
When Mary was in front of this God of grace
全能的主面前
This Lord of power
救恩的主面前
This Lord of
grace 她能够回应
What was Mary's response?
她说什么
What did she say?
她相信神的应许一定会应验
She believed that God's promises will be fulfilled
她是我父主的使女
She said, I am the Lord's servant.
情愿照你的话成就吧。
May it be done as you, according to your word.
她相信。
She believed.
她信而受服。
She believed, she trusted, and she obeyed.
她相信什么呢
What did she believe?
是的。我只是一个使女而已。
Yes, I am only a servant.
我是卑微的使女。
I am a humble servant.
我原本我不配这个恩典。
I don't deserve this grace.
可是恩典的主你临到我。
But the Lord of grace is upon me.
靠我自己，我怎么可以生出一个至高者的儿子呢
？By myself, I can't give birth to the Son of the Most High.
但是全能的主，你的恩典临到我的身上。
But when the Lord of power is upon me.
她信神的应许一定会应验。
She trusted that God's promises would be fulfilled.
当天使跟她说你要怀孕生子，名字叫耶稣的时候呢
？So when the angel said to her, you will have child and give birth to a son.
我想她一定想到以赛亚书七章十四节。
She must have remembered the book of Isaiah.
当天使跟他说你生的儿子的话要称为至高者并且有大卫的权位赐给他的时候呢
When the angel says you are going to give birth to the son of the most high and he will be given the throne of his father David
我想他一定想到撒母耳记下第七章神的应许
She must have remembered 2 Samuel chapter 7The promise of God in the book of 2 Samuel.
但天使跟他说，你的妻子伊丽莎白本来不怀孕的，现在已经六个月怀孕了。
And when the angel said to her, your relative Elizabeth, when she's so old, she's also pregnant.
神说，在她没有完成的事情。
God says, nothing is impossible.
所以她信神的应许一定是应验的。
So she believed that God's promises.
她也信神一定可以跨越人的限制。
And she believes that God is above all our limitations.
她没有说我什么都没有。
She didn't say, oh, I have nothing.
你就成就吧。
She said, "Let it be done."
我是不配的。
I don't deserve it.
用你的旨意成就。
But may your will be done.
她相信。
She believed.
神要超越我们的限制。
God is above our limitations.
做成他自己的工作。
And God will fulfill.
玛利亚愿意这样子回应。
And Mary is willing.
她如何回应呢？
Respond.
信而顺服。
She trusted and obeyed.
因为她信而顺服。
Because of her trust and.
我们也看见。
We also see
神给他一个名分。
God gave her this this privilege.
就是成为耶稣的妈妈。
To become the mother of our Lord Jesus.
不单是如此。
Not only so.
她被称为一个什么？
She's called
大大蒙福的人。
She found great favor.
谁跟她做见证呢？我们发现了圣经里面有好几处，我们看见圣经为她做见证。
We found.Several places in the Bible that testified for this.
我们先看是天使加百列为他做见证。
Firstly, the angel Gabriel testified.
在二十八节。
In Luke, chapter 1, verse 28.
蒙大恩的女子，你好，主跟你同在。
Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you.
有些版本后面有一句说，你在妇女中是有福的。
Some translations of the Bible say you are blessed among the women.
这是天使为他做见证。
So this is the angel testifying for that.
他的亲戚伊丽莎白为他做见证。
Elizabeth, her relative also testified.
他说你在妇女中是有福的。
She said, blessed are you among women.
你所怀的胎也是有福的。
And blessed is the child you will bear.
还告诉他。
And also said,
你这相信的女子是有福的。
Blessed is she who has believed that.
弟兄跟姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你我愿意做个有福的人吗？
Are you and I willing to be this this person who believes?
玛利亚为什么成为有福的人？
How could Mary become this blessed person?
是因为她愿意有正确的回应。
It's because she gave the correct response.
她愿意信而顺服。
She trusted and she obeyed.
不但天使为她做见证。
Not only the angel testified.
她的亲戚伊丽莎白为她做见证。
Not only her relative testified.
还有谁为他做见证呢？
Who else?
玛利亚自己也做见证。
Mary herself also said that.
她说：“这位神顾念他使你的卑微。”
She said, "God has been mindful of the humble state."
从今以后，万代又称我为有福的。
And from now on, all generations will call me blessed.
谁还为他做见证呢？
Who else testified?
还有一位女子为他做见证。
A woman testified.
她说：“怀你胎的和乳养你的是有福的。”
She said, "Blessed is the mother who gave you and who gave you birth and nursed you."
我们看这有四处的地方讲到她是有福的人。
We saw four places now that testified that Mary was the blessed person.
可是主耶稣现在告诉我们说
，And then Jesus said,
你不要羡慕她。
Don't envy her.
我的恩典临到每一个人。
My grace is given to.Everyone.
主耶稣怎么宣告？
So what did Jesus say?
是的，她是有福的。
Yes, she is blessed.
可是谁更有福呢？
But who are more blessed?
就是那些愿意听神之道遵行的人。
Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and.
如果我们今天愿意听神的话，并且去遵守的话，就是一个有福的人。
Today we hear the word of God and we're willing to obey it. We are blessed.
神不偏待人。
God doesn't show favoritism.
凡是愿意听神话又遵守的人，都是有福的。
Everyone who hears the word of God and obeys are blessed.
弟兄跟姐妹
，So brothers and sisters.
玛利亚的神
，The God of Mary.
也是你我的神
，Is the God of you.
我们到底对这位神有多少认识呢
？How much do we know this God?
我们认识这位神吗
？Do we know this God?
他是怎样的神
？What kind of God is he？
什么神
？What kind of God is he？
都记得哈，三个字 G T S。他是
，He's
恩典的神
，The Lord of Grace。
他是全能的神
，He's the Lord of Power。
他是救恩的神
，He's the Lord of Salvation。
玛利亚的回应是不是我们的回应呢？
Do we give the same response as Mary?
你我愿意做一个听神之道又遵守的人吗？
Am I willing to be a blessed person who hears the word of God and obeys it?
主耶稣说，如果你这样子愿意这样子做的话，你更有福。
If you are willing to do so, you are blessed too.
我们愿意吗？
Are we willing?
玛利亚愿意信而顺服。
Mary trusted and obeyed.
她信神的应许一定会实现的。
She believed God's promises will be fulfilled.
她信神能够跨越人的限制。
She believed God is above.
我是你的使女。
I am the servant of.
情愿照你的话成就在我身上吧。
May it be fulfilled on me.
弟兄跟姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
无论是做祭司的撒加利亚。
No matter the priest Zechariah,
还是卑微的玛利亚
or this humble servant Mary,
不论是被称为异人的伊丽莎白
doesn't matter whether it's the upright person Elizabeth,
还是在那些在野地里面的牧羊人
or those shepherds in the field,
不论是公义虔诚的西面
doesn't matter whether it's Simeon, who's also an upright person,
还是默默无闻的约瑟
or Joseph.Who's rather unknown.
无论是主的开路先锋施洗约翰
whether it's John the Baptist,
还是年纪老迈的女先知雅拉
or the old prophetess Hannah.
无论我们什么地位、身份跟资历
doesn't matter what position we have, what our qualification is.
在全能的神手中
before the Lord of Power,
这些不是最重要的。
These are not important.
最重要的是什么？
The most important thing is
一个愿意不愿意摆上的心。
It's your heart. Are you willing to?
如果我们愿意
if we are willing,
把我们自己放在这位神的手中
，that we give ourselves as a sacrifice in our God's hands.
这位神是
God is
恩典的神
，the Lord of grace.
全能的神
，the Lord of power.
救恩的神
，the Lord of salvation.
他要突破我们的限制。
He's above our limitation.
我们要成为他手中的器皿。
And we are going to become instruments in his hands.
做成他自己的工作。
That we can become his great work.
我们愿意吗？
Are we willing?
我们闭上我们的眼睛。
Let's close our eyes.
到底我所信的神是一位怎样的神？
What kind of God is this God that we believe in?
我对他如何来回应？
How do we respond?
今天我们领受了他这么大的恩典。
Today we've received great blessings from him.
我们如何在生活当中活出一个敬拜、赞美的生命来
？How do we live a life of praise and worship?
我们愿不愿意像玛利亚那样子说
？Are we willing to say like Mary did?
我心尊主伟大。